Welcome to episode 2446 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here, giving yourself permission to slow down. We launch into a brand new series this week, and our theme to explore is ultimate self-care. In last week's series, you did a lot of work as you explored the theme of loneliness. Sometimes meditation can get a little heavy. It's such an introspective ritual. So I thought we'd lighten things up this week with some fun ways to provide yourself some self-care. Not just any kind of self-care, but specifically targeted ultimate self-care. You are going to explore the kind of self-care you need in today's episode. And then throughout the week, you're going to be guided as you explore physical, mental, spiritual, emotional self-care. And you're also going to explore how you can create an environment and surroundings to support your new ultimate self-care. In this week's series, as always, you have a quest. This is a way for you to have a little fun with the ritual and also to go a little more deeply into a series. Your daily challenge is to consider three best ways you could support your mind, body, and soul, and to do these three things every day. So select three best things quest. That is your challenge this week. What are three ways every day you could support yourself with self-care? You might find that you meditate, and then you might go on a walk in nature, and you might eat better, maybe include more leafy greens in your diet this week. You might think about, maybe I'll journal this week, and maybe I will sit down in the afternoon and sip tea. I will also connect with someone who inspires me, or read an inspirational quote from a book. These are ways that you could explore self-care in a new and fun way. If this is a series that really speaks to your heart, as always, the Sip and Om meditation app is a way for you to go a little more deeply into the series with 30-minute guided meditations, and you can try it for a full week free, so you could get this entire series free. I'll be sharing inspiration with you from your fellow meditators in each episode this week. So I invite you now to settle yourself down for some self-care. As you straighten your spine and close your eyes and gently elevate them upwards, here's a message from your fellow meditator, Steve from Chicago. He says, "It's true what they say about waking up early to own the day. I've been waking up early at 5 a.m., meditating, journaling, and then reading inspirational quotes. When I don't start my day with meditation, my whole day is off. It's something that gets me up out of bed in the morning." Thank you so much, Steve. And I want to invite you to wake up at 5 a.m. with Steve this week. That is a beautiful way to make sure that you incorporate the self-care you're wanting to include in your life this week, making sure that it happens. Think about the three ways you'd like to support yourself this week. What do you need in your life right now? Do you need more peace? Can you do something soothing? Do you need a little more energy? Maybe fitness, walks in nature, laughter with friends. Maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need something stimulating, such as learning something new, reading a book you've been wanting to read, creating something. Focus on what you need. Think of three ways to bring more of this into your life this week. You so deserve this. All the things that are going on in the world, create a little refuge for yourself and protect your self-care time. Notice where you're holding any tension in your body. Gently release it. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath and follow it. Reflect on what it is you want this week. How will you give yourself self-care? Sit in stillness, allowing yourself to be just as you are. You are so worth slowing down for.